This show is part of the Out of This World Entertainment on the Sci-Fi Podcast Network, TSFPN.com.
Hi, this is Eric from TheForce.net, and we're here with two Jedi Masters from Star Wars. I'll let them introduce themselves so you know which ones are which. Go ahead.
I'm Zachariah Jensen. I play Kit Fisto, Jedi Master.
I'm Jesse Jensen. I'm his older brother, little older brother. He plays Stacey Tin.
Cool. How did you guys get the roles?
Well, thanks to Jesse, I ended up landing a job as a set carpenter. On Star Wars, which was a real buzz for me. I was having a fantastic time. And then one day I came into work, my foreman says to me, "You've got an interview with George Lucas today." Oh, wow, does he do this to all the 2,000 of the crew? Or? Anyway, I went in to see him and he had this new character, some concept drawings, which were actually of a Sith Lord to begin with. But he wanted me to play this character, and of course I said yes, shaved off my long dreadlocks, and they did a body mold and created the character. Yeah, it was a blast.
Excellent.
And Dizzy?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you left out a little bit of the story, so I've got something to say, I assume.
Okay.
Otherwise, I get stuck going, oh, well, you said it all. But Zach actually had my character, Stacey Tin, first up. He met the guys at the model shop, and they passed it on. Apparently, Zach had the same facial structure as the guy that played in episode one, the guy that took my credit. So he fit the mask and they said, "Oh, you can hate him." So he had the Jedi character first. And when he got the second offer from George, he said, "I know a guy that can play the old one. I'll run down the shop and get him for you." And he ran down there, I came up, and the mask fit me like probably even better.
Yeah,
than
better than me.
The
guys said they'd never seen anyone.
Really?
Someone else's prosthetic so well as Jesse fit as he did. So
that was great.
Excellent.
Yeah,
was
good.
Yeah,
and we had scenes together, so it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What was the most difficult part for you guys making the movie? What was the most challenging aspect of it?
I was a little bit nervous, I suppose, at one stage.
Yeah.
I haven't really done any of this stuff. You got a lot of big actors kind of hanging around you, and I don't know, you kind of lose it. You lose your nervousness after a bit, but walked out in the arena one day and, you know, it was a huge battle scene. So you had all your Jedi stunt warriors, you had all of us dressed up, you had a million behind the scenes crew, which knew some of them anyway. Then they asked us to stand out there individually in the middle of the sand and give a Jedi lightsaber antic for as long as you could. And you kind of doing it, trying to listen for the cue to stop, and that was a little bit nerve-wracking with everyone watching you, hoping that you perform.
Yeah,
because it matters. But Zach just whispered to me before I went on, he said, "Just go hard, do the best you can, because if you don't, you won't be on the screen." So that worked pretty well. It's cool.
And I was going to say, Jesse's had some Aikido training, so...
I was just about to ask, okay.
I mean, I've swung lifesavers as a kid, and I've had a little bits and pieces of informal martial arts training, but Jesse's a bit more formally trained, and so he showed me a few moves on the set too, which is
cool.
Which was good.
Yeah, it turned out well. Now, both of your characters actually have a lot of activity going on outside of the movies too, the comic books.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Have you kept up with any of that, maybe the Clone Wars cartoon? Have you checked any of that out?
We bought a copy of the cartoon last convention we went to.
Yeah.
We watched it through.
That was fantastic.
I haven't seen the second episode. Apparently I feature a lot more in the second series. Zach does the great underwater stuff in the first one.
Yeah
it's cool. We signed some things that I hadn't seen before. The picture of Kit Fisto and Halo Secura making out.
Really? Nice. Yeah. Hey, there you go.
I mean, I'm going to practice that one later, so...
Yeah, there you go. Now, I heard a rumor that, your characters in Episode 3, the two of you actually aren't the actors playing them, is that correct?
That's true.
That is true. They got a stuntman to do most of my stuff. I was in Panama working on Survivor, which Jesse works on with me.
Yeah, they emailed us and asked, if we could do it. And I emailed back, no problem at all. Give us the dates and we'll try to work around the job we're working on. So they emailed back and they said, well, there's 5 to 6 days and it'll be between this period, and it was like 4 months, and so it wasn't like a block, a couple of weeks we could fly in and fly out for, so we've got pretty good jobs on Survivor, so we couldn't give up a career to do that, unfortunately.
It was
extremely disappointing, and when I saw the trailer I emailed Zach straight away and went, dude,
yeah, you guys would have been in the same scene together,
both in the
and everything.
Same scene, and it's a close-up, because I didn't get that much screen time in episode 2, so that was a little bit disappointing, but hey, we're still immortalized. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's cool.
Good to be a part of the Star Wars universe.
Yeah. So what do you guys do on Survivor?
I've got a producer title, and I also do the production design.
Okay.
And
I'm the art director.
Excellent. How long have you guys been working on it?
I've been on since season one, and Zach came on very shortly after on season two.
Yeah, straight after filming episode two, actually, about 5 years, I guess,
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, short hair then.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to shave my dreadlocks off for the pit pistol thing.
Cool. So is that basically what you guys are going to be working on in the future, then? Continue on with Survivor? Is that going pretty well for you?
Yeah, we're signed up pretty much for another year. We've got two more seasons to... So we got till Christmas, and then... Doesn't look like it's slowing down, to tell you the truth. Like,
yeah, no, it's doing
real
well.
We keep waiting for it to, you know, everything seems to take a bit of a dive after a while, especially reality TV. But
yeah,
it's awesome.
Which is fine. It's good fun.
Yeah, hey, no complaints.
This type of thing in the
we get to travel the world, and yeah, it's cool.
Excellent. Okay, well, I just want to thank you very much for the interview. I know there's a lot of people who are able to come to the conventions, but there are 10 times as many who can't make it. And through interviews like this, it kind of gives the people at home an opportunity to experience a little bit of the convention and to hear you guys talk a little bit. And on behalf of the fans who couldn't make it, I want to thank both of you guys. You guys have been great. And thanks a lot for the interview.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I'd just like to say something to the fans as well. Like,
go for it.
If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have this opportunity. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And we hope we put 110% in for you guys because, you know, you're worth it. It's awesome. We love
you. You guys are what immortalizes this universe of Star Wars.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.